Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons. Joined today, special guest, flew in from out of town just for this podcast. We have the CEO and founder of Wellness Living, Len Friedman. How you doing, buddy?
Wow, this is great. What a place you got here. Thanks. This is my first time here. This is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad to be here with you finally. This is a long time coming.
Like in Arizona?
You know what? Arizona, I got to say, it's one of my favorite places. I love just the vegetation, the cactus.
Lack of vegetation,
no,
really.
But the stuff that's here is like super unique. The cactus guy, I like the rocky, I like the mountain look. And the air is like dry and...
Yeah, I love it here. I've lived here my whole life and I moved a couple times and I just keep coming back, man. I love it, so...
Cool.
So, all right, man. Well, welcome in town. You guys are, Wellness Living is the title sponsor of the Grow Summit. We're excited to have you there. You're speaking at the Grow Summit. You're also doing a lunch and learn on the first day for everybody. Everybody gets lunch. You're going to be speaking again. They're going to get a lot of Len Friedman. What are you going to be talking about, man?
Wow. You know what? We're going to be going over a lot of stuff, but the big thing at that event is all going to be about data.
Yes.
So we process, billions of dollars annually in credit card processing fees for gym memberships, 7,500 plus studios. So there's a lot of data that we have. Gym visits, class bookings, personal training. We know what people are buying. We understand sort of where a gym should be. We're going to be sharing a lot of that information. What a successful gym really looks like.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting. Have you ever shared this information before, ever on stage? No.
No.
Guys, you're gonna have an exclusive data from the source. You're the source of the data, right? So you process all these, all the credit cards and you have all the data, man. And that's what's exciting to me because, as a gym owner, and again, but we're jumping ahead, but as a gym owner, I remember my first couple years in business, I was working my ass off, just trying to make the ends meet and everything. And then I got my P&L, from my accountant. And I'm like, awesome. Is this good or is this bad? Like, how am I doing? And I never really knew, there was never industry reports of, what the average gym does. And now after working with so many gyms, we kind of know. But, even then, it's just anecdotal. Right. Like I've seen thousands of gyms, P&Ls. This is about what everybody's making. But you have the real data. Right. Yeah. You've got it all into, 7,500 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really amazing. And I think there's definite patterns that you spot of what a successful gym does and what a gym that's just doing OK.
OK.
You don't want to be on the OK gym.
Right.
You want to be the one that's really killing it, driving revenue, driving profits. And, there's going to be some interesting insights disclosed at that event. So I don't want to spill the beans.
Don't spill the beans.
But we found some really, really some patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's not just about comparing yourself to a benchmark.
Right.
You want to identify those patterns of what a successful gym owner does. And you want to replicate that.
Of course. Of course. So that's exciting. That's exactly what I want. I'm going to be right there in the front row, man. I'm going to get off the stage and I'm going to go sit down. But listen, let's talk about wellness for a second. Wellness Living is a big player in, the gym management software. For those of that are the listeners never heard of Wellness Living before, give them the origin story of how you guys,
sure.
It came to be.
Okay. So it's a long story. So I'm going to try to condense it.
Uh-huh.
Back in 2009, I lost my job and I was working at a publicly traded medical imaging software company. I worked there for nearly a decade, senior management, some restructuring. I lost my job and I'm like, what do I want to do with my life?
when you grow up.
Yeah. You know, okay. And you know, I had a young daughter, I had a, you know, mortgage payments on the house. And I'm like, do I want to stay in this industry, work at, you know, software company at another one, or do I want to pursue my passion? My passion has always been training, the gym, you know, kind of ever since I was an adult, I just loved going to the gym and just transforming myself and physically. And it's just an amazing thing. And I watch some of my friends that we work out together. They're like losing a bunch of weight, getting fit, getting healthier. And I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to pursue something that I love. I love fitness. Let's make a business out of it.
Okay.
So I started a boot camp company.
Okay.
Out in my neighborhood park. And I blew that up.
And this was early, what, 2010, 2011?
This is, early 2010.
Yeah, that was all the rage. Boot camp was like a trending topic.
Boot camp was trending. And at the same time, Groupon was trending.
I remember this.
So I rode that wave. I grew that boot camp to be really the largest outdoor boot camp program in North America.
Wow. Okay.
And I kind of watched my boot camp. I had classes with 160 people plus and one instructor. You know, cool. I was in Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Miami. Obviously Toronto. And I watched some of my friends who owned a gym. And who started, I wanted to start some yoga classes at my gym, having trouble getting members to sign up. And I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. Well, I have wait lists at my boot camps, you know, and I have this Groupon offer coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could do something together. So I actually invented this concept of a discovery pass. So this was like 2010.
Yeah.
And, you know, ClassPass didn't exist at that time.
Okay.
And I thought, well, you know, I'm having such success on Groupon with my boot camps. I'm going to go and call up gyms and I'm going to ask them, hey, or yoga studios, spin studios, CrossFit boxes, you know, are your classes full? And they're like, no. Well, okay, which classes need people? They're like, oh, you know, my 6:30 class,
right,
you know, needs some people. And I'm like, okay, well, how many people do they need? Well, they need 10. I can use 10 extra. I got, you know, 20 people coming, 30 spots.
Okay.
Send, try to get me 10. I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to go and I'm going to combine all of these and sell it on Groupon as an aggregate pass.
Wow.
Okay. So I was really the first person to ever do that. And I met my business partner and we scaled that to 2,500 participating gyms and studios across 73 cities
in a year. In the aggregated pass.
The aggregated.
So, were you benefiting from the financially from making those sales because you were putting the deals together?
Yes.
And then you would get all the names, and then you would send them out to people.
I would send them out, and then I'd be using Mindbody as the booking platform.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
And early on, you know, even when I had my boot camp, that first boot camp, I had 25 people show up. I came with my, you know, my clipboard and my
sign in.
Yes. Yeah. I'm looking at this. I go, I can't scale this. Right. What am I going to do with this? I need software.
Right.
So I went on the hunt for software. Mindbody was really the big player and really the only one. And even when I was doing the passes, I mean, we were using Mindbody. And within the years that we were operating, we sold in excess of, you know, 600,000 of these passes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were using Mindbody.
Mindbody.
Yep.
And they didn't treat me very well.
Mm.
Yeah, it was brutal. And they were constantly increasing the pricing. They were, I sent Mindbody maybe over 1,000 customers.
Wow.
In the early days. Because they'd be called, I had 2,500 participating studios across North America.
Okay.
They had maybe 13,000. And they'd be calling me like, Len, this is, you know, like, how are you doing the scheduling? And I'm like, well, I use Mindbody. Here, give them a call.
Right.
And so I must have sent at least 1,000 over. And they were increasing the price. They weren't really listening. I was like a huge customer of theirs, obviously. And to their point, they weren't really monetizing us appropriately in the beginning. Okay. You know, I had 5 MindBody accounts with like 2,500 studios, you know, 600,000 people. I mean,
yeah,
right. Like, so that, I understand. But when you do negotiate an agreement, you know, that's your word, right? And when you go back on your word several times, right, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like extortion.
Okay.
Right? Because they could just cut you off at any moment.
Sure.
And your business is done. How are people going to book their classes? So we made a decision to basically build our own basic booking platform.
Okay.
To facilitate what we were doing with the promotions and the passes. And then, you know, the studios would be calling us, Len, like, this is so easy. Like, scheduling is like a piece of cake. Like, can you guys do, can we sell memberships? Can we do reporting? Can we do email marketing? And we're like, no. Like, we don't
want to do any of that. We just want to do this pass.
Yeah,
thing.
We're just doing the passes. We're just sending you people. We're helping you convert them into members.
So like, you were like an agency at the same time as a boot camp owner, as the same time as you created the software to solve the, you know, your own problems.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And then you know, they started more and more started calling, and finally they were like, look, like, we hate this other software. Please, Len, like, we'll pay you. Just get us off of this.
Yes.
And that was really sort of the light bulb moment. We basically took us about 2.5 years, to get to the point where we can go commercial with the software. This is like early 2016.
Okay.
And we launched, and we're, you know, one of North America's fastest growing software companies 2 years in a row on Deloitte.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Man, what a great story. But see, that's the right way to, that's the, like the way you would hope a company would create, like be created by the user who's trying to solve their own problems. So you already know like what the gym owners need.
Yeah.
And instead of like an outside guy that's just a software nerd coming in and trying to build a software solution, you have like you had the laboratory, right?
Yeah. And, you know, and that's exactly it. And, you know, just from my background, you know, I managed to kind of combine, you know, what I did in the past with the software company. I was really a process guy there. I kind of revamped the entire org there from a process perspective. I did UI work. I did user manuals. So I had the full sort of breadth of kind of understanding of what it takes to build software apart from the actual coding. So I didn't really do any coding, I was more of on the product sort of visionary front. Yeah.
Gotcha. And so it's so interesting, Groupon. I remember this. Those were the heydays, right? Like people were just dying to, you know, buy a Groupon because it was a deal.
Yeah.
And then from the gym owner, I mean, there's people listening right now, I have no idea what Groupon is.
Yeah.
We were there, right? That was one of the things that grew a lot of our businesses. What the hell is the Groupon thing of today? It's not Facebook anymore. Google Ads, it's all the standard stuff is still there. Like that's always been there, but there's no exponential growth anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like, exactly. So you have to be, you know, when you're marketing for your gym, when you're doing anything, you have to be super strategic. Really fine-tune those ads, the messaging, heavy on like SEO stuff. And now you got AI and, you know, the LLMs have recommendations too. Now a lot of people are typing in, you know, in ChatGPT, I want to work out today. Where do I go? Right.
And
where
that's how I search today. I don't even search on Google much anymore. And even Google gives you the AI, you know, response there now too.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, if you're not on, what do they call it, AEO now or LLMEO? Yeah. Like, what is
there's different names, GEO and then
got
AEO.
It.
Yeah,
got it.
I mean, it's all the same. It's you want to be there. So there's certain things that you have to do.
Okay.
To get yourself there.
Gotcha. All right. So you got the Wellness Living platforms up and running now. What are we? We're in 10th year. Is that what it sounds like? 10th to 11th year.
Yeah.
Decade.
Yeah.
A decade in the game.
Yeah, more than a decade. Yeah, we incorporated in 2013. 2 years to build. Yeah. 2.5 years.
It's pretty
time
cool.
Flies.
Well,
yeah.
I know it's like yesterday, right?
Yeah,
so congratulations on that. What's the, you know, what's the big vision now for wellness? Where are you guys going?
Look, we're just in heavy growth mode. It's super exciting. work. You know, our bread and butter has always been, you know, a fitness studio. But we are expanding into other verticals.
Okay.
And they're really, there's a lot of synergies that happen when you do that, that we haven't exploited yet. So what I mean by that, let's say we have a lot of medi spas. We have a lot of massage practitioners.
Makes sense.
And these are really complementary to gyms and fitness studios. So one of the visions that we have is how do we intermingle those clients and refer businesses to you know, get that referral thing going.
So you have, interesting.
Yeah, so that's something that we're working on, and it's a big initiative for, because that's where we see the most value as far as, you know, what are the things that a gym owner is struggling with? They're struggling with to bring in new people, to retain new people, and to engage with the ones that they already have, right? Or win folks back. So we're tackling each of those elements with the software and with the relationships that we have with, you know, the 1,500, the 7,500 studios in our network. So we're going to get pretty creative in the next year or so,
right,
to get that going. But I think it's much needed. No one's really doing that effectively right now.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see a conference from wellness. I don't know if you do one like this, but like a conference where you bring all your users together in a certain demographic, in an area, I should say.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a not necessarily networking, but it's a cross-reference referral network kind of deal where you get to meet other owners and other industries. Yeah. Now, obviously, you wouldn't want to recommend somebody to your competitor down the street, but like if we're recommending to a chiro or a physiotherapy, you know, or massage or whatever,
yeah,
that might work. All right, so we worked together pretty closely over the last year on this marketing suite.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's really cool what your team's done in the back end of this thing. We just launched it. You launched it, what, on April 29th?
Yeah.
Any early information back on just, users?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of positive things. You know, they're like, wow, you know, you guys finally did it. You know, we've been talking about it. And we did have a marketing suite called 1.0, which was really rudimentary, so there's a lot of limitations with it, but now you have like a full power marketing suite behind you. But the most important thing is that
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
Cadences and the journeys are there. So yes. You don't have to create. It's like it's turnkey.
Sure.
And then we layered in AI into it to really kind of personalize it to the actual business owner. And it's just easy, mm-hmm. where you don't have to go in and write any copy or test any A/B, subject lines.
Yeah.
All of that is done for you, right?
That's great.
And that is really thanks to you, because you've done that. You've done the testing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, yeah. We did all the testing for years, and it was fun. That was like where my head went. It was like I'm a big study of marketing and direct response and copywriting and all that stuff. And so, yeah, you've got all that stuff in there, which is super cool. And yeah, it has been a missing piece because we were big users of MindBody before we switched to Wellness Living.
Yeah.
And everything you said, it's like, I think that's still going on. They don't appreciate the client. You know, I'm not to knock them, but like, I don't know anybody that loves them.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Everybody's got got a complaint somewhere in there.
Yeah. I mean, look, software is software. There's always going to be some issues with every kind of software. But I think the bottom line is, do you have a software company that truly cares about your business,
mm-hmm.
and that is vested in your success? And, truthfully, I think operating at this scale, I think I'm the last founder CEO left.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because these guys are all bought out and stuff like that?
They've all been bought out multiple times over.
I see what you're saying.
You know, kind of place figurehead CEOs in a lot of cases. And it's different. They answer to the investor, right? I answer to our customers.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And our whole company answers to our customer.
Yeah. And that's one thing I will say, like, you guys do listen. People pick up the phone, they get back to you on email, and they actually do the thing that you suggest.
Yeah.
Which is super cool and very rare. By the way. So yeah, so that does make that. I didn't even think about that. Right. Venture capital comes in.
Yeah.
They buy it out. They got investors and they got an answer to them.
Yeah. And really, 3 years ago, we did a big liquidity event and raised a bunch of capital. And there was an opportunity there to exit completely. But we have just an absolutely incredible minority investor, they're called M1 Capital out of Omaha.
Okay.
Just incredible group of people that really understand the mindset of like a founder and understand that in order to be successful, it's all about the customer. Like,
there you go.
You cannot have a successful company if your focus isn't on the customer, who you're serving, right? And if you do good by the customer, you're going to be a success. Like, that's just, it's inevitable. You just keep doing the right thing, the good thing, and you're going to be successful.
Yeah. Something to take home for the audience here, right? The gyms,
Yeah.
Customer focus, right? Customer focus.
100%. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, say what you will about like Amazon, Jeff Bezos, that's his number one principle.
Is customer first.
Customer obsess around the customer.
Yeah, we got a chance to meet a gentleman named Jesse Cole. He is the founder of the Savannah Bananas. And he came in and spoke to our group, the Iron Circle. So you ever seen the guy with the yellow suit on? He's playing baseball. He reinvented baseball at that level. So he created Banana Ball. Have you heard of this?
No.
No one? Oh, my God. Look this guy up, man. Amazing. It's called Fans First. It's his book, Fans First. And so so it's a great story. Bottom line is this. Every move they make, every decision they make is for the customer and the fan. They call it the fan, right? And so there's no everything's all-inclusive on the ticket. He goes, I hated nickel and diamond people for hot dogs and this. You get a ticket, you get a dog, you get a soda, whatever you want. There's no fees or taxes on anything. They take care of everything. So it's a flat rate for this, no charge for parking. You show up and you enjoy the game and we're there for you. And it was really cool. And so now they've got 6 million people on a waiting list to buy tickets. They are a harder ticket to get than Taylor Swift.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so to your point, it's all about the customer and the fan, your customers.
Yeah.
And it's common sense, but the point you made is like once the investors get involved, it's not about the customer, about financials.
It's about financials. Yeah. And then, you know, there's that that delicate balance, you know. But at the end of the day, you like the business decision has to be around what is best for the customer.
There you go. That's the big takeaway here, folks, guys. You know, a lot of us are looking at P&Ls and you know, sometimes you have to make a hard decision to make less money because, you know, for whatever reason, right? You could raise rates and you decide not to or whatever. I mean, we're always pushing to raise rates, by the way, on this podcast.
No,
what we do as an industry is such a big value, we undercharge for it.
100%.
And so like maybe we can get into some of that data on stage and what the best gyms are charging versus the ones that are kind of struggling or whatever.
Yes.
But there was a state of the industry report that came out, gosh, I mean, every year it comes out, but like, you know, on a class-based model, about $159 a month, unlimited classes.
Right.
Is that what you're seeing on your end? Or you don't have it?
Yeah, we have our own, but geography plays a critical, you know, what works here may not work in Miami.
Okay.
You know, like, and vice versa. Just the demographic of the people that you're serving.
Sure.
Really, really varies. And it's really based on geography. But in general, you know, if you just look at the industry at a high level, there's no reason why people can't pay $1,000 a month.
Interesting.
For their health.
Yeah, right.
Like,
of course.
What is more important than your well-being, right? Well,
yeah. I mean, I have so many things to say on this topic. It's ridiculous what people will pay for prescriptions and quick fixes and, you know, the easy button versus the hard work side. When we all know, and we live over here and we enjoy it, most people don't enjoy it. They just don't. What we sell in that room over there is hard work, delayed gratification, it's soreness, it's discipine. That's not real attractive, right? I mean, if you think about it, to the regular mom and dad, person. Right? You know, that's not attractive. What is attractive is, I can take the shot and, you know, I won't eat as much and I don't have to do anything. Yeah, that's why that's a multi-billion dollar GLP-1s and all these things. Like that's, so we know that. But what we have to do as owners and operators is make it feel like the easy button is out there because we know that's the right way. We believe it, right? But that's something we teach our clients. It's like, we've got to realize what we are selling here is not super, super attractive.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I guess part of that struggle is really, changing their mindset in regards to the fitness and the act of like working out. Like, I don't know, I'm sure when you go and work out, just like me, it's like a reward.
Yeah. Love it. Right? The day is better.
The day is better.
Right.
Right. It's like I accomplished something. Mm-hmm. I might be doing stuff at, you know, throughout the day that might not be the best, but when I get into the gym, this is my time to reward myself. I'm going to get in here. Because it just releases, like it's a physical thing, right? It releases all these endorphins and there's you're just in a better mood after.
Right.
And it's getting people in that routine and changing that mindset and treating it like this is your reward for a day. And if you start working out, you know, first thing in the morning, that's your reward. You know, it's difficult to get in here. Right, it's difficult to get in, but once you're in here, I mean, this is like paradise.
I love it. Yeah, preaching to the choir, and everybody listening is like, nodding their heads, right? Like, of course. Let's just jump back real quick to software for a second. Where do you feel, you know, wellness has gone on this path? You just released Marketing Suite 2.0. You got the AI kind of built into that thing to write stuff. Where do you think wellness is maybe missing the mark right now that you guys are trying to fill, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe even as an industry, as the membership management software, what's everybody missing the mark on where you guys are going to fill?
And that's a great question. I think, and we're working through it. I think in a lot of ways, a lot of companies are just kind of like, okay, here's the software, figure it out.
Gotcha.
Right? Like, this is it. We can give you some training, some basic training. Here's some manuals or whatever, you know, like figure it out.
Okay.
Right. And I think by really having those built-in tools where they're kind of done for you, like how we started doing with the cadences and the marketing piece, is huge. And no one's really doing that effectively for all aspects of the software. So we're not just, so there's like a rewards program, for example. We have a great rewards system, but it's a little hard to set up, right? For the average business owner.
Gotcha.
So they're like, okay, I don't really know what this means, or I don't really know how best to.
So they don't use it.
So they might not use it, right?
Got it.
And, but by providing sort of done for you modeled systems where you could just literally come in there and turn it on, and it's like, whoa, I have a rewards program. I have a marketing retention cadence set up. I have this, everything's.
Got it.
Done for you, right?
Done for you. Turnkey is what you're filling the voids.
We're leveraging like AI to do a lot of that. So any kind of new release that we do, it's heavily kind of baked AI into it.
You just tell it what you want it, and it goes and builds it for you.
Yeah, or you click a button in it, and it just basically, okay, I need a thing. I need a new email. Boom.
Writes it out for you based on your own, because you know your saved company information,
because it understands you. Yes, and that's how we built like Casey, our AI agent.
Mm-hmm.
Same way, we just fed it all your customer data, your website, all your classes, your class schedule, all your staff profiles, your about us section, and you can add more to it. So you train the model on your business, and it's pre-trained already. Sure. You don't have to do anything.
Is there a world, now we're getting into the weeds, is there a world where your Casey can look at your database and find people that are at risk and go and engage with them on already? Yes. Like go, hey, checking in on you.
So that's a great question. So we were actually I don't know how many years ago, I think this was like going on like 4 or 5 years ago, we were the first to implement AI within our software. So we built something called Isaac.
Right.
We actually got a government grant, a research grant, and we worked with the university, York University out in Toronto, and they developed a machine learning algorithm that did just that, churn predictor.
Okay.
So it would basically spit out, hey, these are the clients that have a high probability of churning.
Got it.
We recommend that you reach out to them.
Does it reach out automatically?
Now it does.
Yes. How cool is that?
Yeah, so you don't really
guys, have to. Do you hear that? This thing's going to go out and talk to your database, find the people that are at risk, and go and re-engage with them automatically.
Yes, and it's not just email. It's SMS.
Yeah, SMS is really email. The most important, right?
Yes, SMS.
All right, is there a world where, as the CEO of a fitness business that's using wellness, you can have it auto-create reports that say, hey, I'm seeing this trend in a negative manner.
Oh yeah,
already.
Okay, so I don't. This is kind of like in our sort of
laboratory still.
It is, but it's getting close.
Okay.
So just kind of going back to what does a business owner need, right? What
data?
What they need data, but more importantly, they need someone to help interpret that data for them.
Correct.
Right, and not only interpret the data, but give them action items on what they need to do
better
to get better. So we're actually leveraging AI a lot for that, but also we have a whole team of people that we're building that will be basically helping the business owner with the business, right?
Okay,
kind
business
of like
coaches.
Business coaches at scale, and it's kind of like... because again, like we have the data and we know what's good, and we're feeding the AI train
every day.
And we're going to have like these incredible reports.
Oh, that's so cool.
And we're calling it like a business audit.
Yeah.
So we do a business audit and we show, hey, look, this is where your revenue's at. This is where you're leaking. This is your highest performing staff members. This is your, and it's all in a report format that, the business coach will go in and interpret all of those results, and then there'll be some action items.
Beautiful.
So it's
that's coming out, huh?
That's coming out. We don't have a definitive date because we're still, we want to, we have a few businesses currently in the pilot phase of this, but we're really, really excited about this because, again, it kind of, you know, a lot of business owners, look, they didn't get into this because they're MBAs, right? They got into this because they love fitness and they love helping people and they want to see people transform. They want to see people happy, healthy, and fit. They don't know how to run a business.
Right.
Right. So by providing sort of those insights and kind of guiding them along, I think it's going to be really transformative.
Man, that's fantastic. Always innovating.
Yes.
Well, Len, that's awesome. I mean, we're excited to have you at the Grow Summit.
Yes.
You're taking the stage day one right after me. You got the lunch there. Your whole team's going to be there. You know, if somebody wanted to have more interest, can we just put a link in the show notes to send somebody to go sign up with Wellness if they had interest?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
We'll put a demo request in. And
yeah, we'll put that in the show notes, guys. If you have interest, you know, if you're looking to switch softwares or if you don't even have one, go check out Wellness. It's what we're using right now. We're loving the innovation. And really, I think you nailed it early on. It was like, hey, you listen to your customers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about. It's such an amazing, like, I feel so, like, blessed to be part of this industry. Mm-hmm. It's just like, just the other day I was visiting with a customer here, and that's typically what I like to do if I'm traveling. I'm like, okay, you know, which customer can I visit today, sure. You know,
and
take a class and hear their story. And everyone's got, you know, just these awesome stories of how they fell into, you know, the fitness business, you know, and it's just a great feeling. And I just feel super blessed to be able to help all these business owners out and really kind of help them live out their dreams.
That's fantastic. I'm following you there, man. Well, listen, guys, that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helped you out. If you do have interest in wellness, go ahead and jump into the show notes. Until next time, guys, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show.
Bye. Awesome. Tim, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll see you there. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go a level deeper on the things that we talk about here, make sure you check out our YouTube channel. The podcast is where we have conversations about what's happening in the industry, but on YouTube, we go way deeper. We break down the frameworks, the strategies, and the systems that gym owners are using to build stronger businesses. We walk through examples, give you visuals and real-world scenarios so you can actually see how things work. So if you're serious about improving your gym and you want a more detailed breakdown beyond what we can cover in the podcast episode, head on over to our YouTube channel. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach, all one word. Hope to see you there and take care.